Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Jeff Gitterman. Jeff is an award-winning financial advisor and the founder and CEO of Gitterman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC. He is also the co-founder of Beyond Success, a consulting firm that combines holistic values with the world of business and finance. He is the author of Beyond Success, Redefining the Meaning of Prosperity, which was also the name of his radio show, which he produced and hosted for several years. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Well, I'd have to say it started in college because while I was a business major, I just had a real affinity for one of my first professors, a Dr. Turner at Rider University, was my public speaking professor my freshman year, and wound up taking 9 classes with him over my 4 years of college, and didn't find out till after college that I could have applied for a minor in public speaking and communications. But he just opened up the world of public speaking to me in a way that I really had never imagined it could be as much fun and enjoyable as he made it. So from there, I really pushed and expanded and grew my career in financial planning at companies like Merrill Lynch and AXA and then my own firm through my public speaking. Most of my clients come from seminars that I do. And then my love for doing seminars and public speaking really grew into eventually writing the book, Beyond Success, Redefining the Meaning of Prosperity, so that I can do more speaking. That was actually the reason to write the book. I was doing a lot of speaking around the country and got told if I really wanted to get to the next level and get more speaking gigs, I needed a book. That was kind of the calling card of the top level public speakers and motivational speakers. I wrote a book. It wound up getting really great critical acclaim, and that just helped push my public speaking and ability to do seminars around the country even higher. And that's where I am today.
Wonderful. So given this experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill, or is it something you're just born to be able to do, and why do you believe that?
Well, I think it's a combination. So I think that anybody can learn to be a good public speaker. I think that some people are born great public speakers. So I think that anyone can use public speaking to enhance their career and can get very good at it. But I do believe after years and years of helping coach other people and seeing other people develop that there is just some part of it, almost an unconscious competency in public speaking, that really that high level can't be learned. It's almost innate in some people. So I think it's a combination of the two. I think you can learn to be very good at it, and some people are born great at it.
Now imagine that you're a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpower?
I think that at times I'm lucky enough, and it's not every time certainly, to have it. This is how I was taught to do public speaking by Dr. Turner. I was taught to learn my material inside and out and then come in with absolutely no material. And that's how I do my seminars today. I think that materials and PowerPoints and video and all of that is actually very good if you're a good speaker. But if you want to be a great speaker, you want to create a connection between you and the audience that is at a much deeper level than you can get with PowerPoints and video and cool little gimmicks. So thankfully, I was taught that. And still, even with that, sometimes I come to a seminar and I get in the way. And what I mean by that is that there's two different levels that I wind up speaking at. And one level is a superpower level, and one level is just an average good public speaker level. And the difference is this. Sometimes I come in and I'm thinking a lot about what I'm supposed to be speaking about. And sometimes I come in and I can completely let go, and this is what I always strive for, of my consciously thinking at all about my speech. And when I do that, I go into another level of speaking that's almost unconscious, where word flow is almost nonstop. There are really no ums, ands, or I means, all the things that come in when you're taking time to stop and think in your own head about what you're going to say next. And I could really come out and speak for an hour at almost a stream of consciousness. And when I do get to that level of speaking and I hit that mark, it creates a bond and a connection with the audience that's so much deeper than any other time that I speak. I've done seminars where people in the room have lined up to give me hugs after the seminar, and these are room full of people that I've never met before. So when you can reach that kind of unconscious level of just a stream of consciousness speech where you know your material so well that you just let it flow out of you and you get out of the way, that's the highest level of public speaking that you could attain.
So it sounds like it's almost like the presentation exists on another plane and you're just tapping into that flow.
Totally, totally. And, you know, flow is a great word. It reminds me of the book by Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi, the same name, that when you're in that state of flow, you don't really recognize time passing by. You don't really remember what you said. At the end of my seminars, I couldn't reiterate for you what I had said over the whole hour. I just know that it's gone well, and I'm almost more of an observer. I have actually caught myself during my own seminars where fresh new ideas come out in the seminar that I had never thought of before, and I recognize that they're not coming from me. I don't know how to explain it any better than that, but it's a brand new idea that comes out in the middle of a seminar or speech, and I'm watching it unfold, and I'm, you know, almost like I'm in the audience going, wow, that's a great concept. I never put those two ideas together before, and here they are coming together in this free flow stream of consciousness that if I had gotten in the way or tried to do, it never would have been created or happened.
You know, that sounds a lot like what athletes call being in the zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's very similar to what I've experienced as a writer, where sometimes I will just sit down and then words flow. And it's almost like there's somebody else behind me using me as a conduit for the story.
Absolutely. And I can tell you the exact moment where I broke into this level of speaking. So I could describe it if you want to hear it in pretty good detail. So it's December of 2005, and I'm at a spiritual capitalism seminar put on by the famous brilliant Howard Bloom, who wrote Lucifer Principle and Global Mind. So he puts on the spiritual capitalist program. He invites me to be on a panel because I'm a capitalist with a spiritual bent. The only person at the conference, and this was televised and DVD was created from the program, I'm the only person there that really works in the capitalist side. Everyone there is more on the spiritual side and supposed to be on this panel and answer questions. And over the weekend, they just keep deciding that my role keeps changing. So next thing I know, I'm actually doing a whole hour presentation. I don't have any presentation materials. I'm not prepared, but thankfully I can usually speak just in the flow zone. And then I wind up being the keynote speaker of the weekend and closing out the whole program on Sunday. And I've arrived there on Saturday. So I'm in the back of the room on Sunday, and I've had experiences where I actually do have panic attacks. I think it's important to know that because I do get nervous about speaking, even though I do it all the time. So I don't want people to think that being nervous should get in the way of public speaking. But what happened to me that day is I'm in the back of the room, and I'm actually doing deep knee bends in the back of the room to try to get the hyperventilating that's going on right before I'm supposed to go up out of the way. And what I realize is that those butterflies that I feel in my stomach, I start imagining and visualizing that those butterflies are just a new source of energy that's flooding into me right before I'm supposed to speak so that I can let it flow out of me into the audience. So I transform in my own mental picture the idea of what's going on in my stomach. And the minute I do that, I start relaxing. And that's the first time that I did a seminar where it was completely in the zone and I was really not, almost even not present consciously for the program. And it was the first time where at the end of the seminar after a weekend-long conference that I got hugged by every single person that was in the audience. I just think it's important in light of what you were saying too, that if you look at your role as a public speaker as more of just a conduit for something almost higher to come through you, I think if you can honor anything that you do in that way, and I talk a lot about that in my coaching, if you can honor anything you do in that way, that you're almost there as just the conduit, and you're not really in control or responsible for the whole movement of it, then you can get out of the way and let something much bigger and more beautiful come through.
Right. So did you get a recording of that keynote?
Oh, yeah. We have a DVD of it. It's actually on my website, so you can actually watch part of it. The transmission, the written transmission, and I think the DVD are both on the website.
I was just thinking, because when you're in that zone, you often aren't aware of what you're saying. And so it would be, I was hoping that you at least had some sort of capture of that so that you could even get those golden nuggets for yourself.
Yeah, we do. And we actually, you know, we'll send out for people. It was interesting because when I was writing the book, I had hit a roadblock in the process, as a lot of writers do the first time, or sometimes even the 10th or 15th time they're writing a book. So I'd hit a mental block. And my associate and partner in my business, who we've spoken with, Andrew Appel, said, you know what to do? We should go back and watch that DVD, because that's really where all the ideas for the book were almost created on the spot, on the fly, in the zone, in that first seminar. And we went back and watched it, and I hadn't seen it in about 3 years or so. And it completely reinvigorated me and allowed me to go back to the book and complete the book and have it be as good as it ultimately wound up being.
Wow. So, I mean, that's definitely a point toward get recordings of every presentation you make.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't...
Absolutely.
You can learn from it, but then sometimes it can also be an inspiration. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I've learned from a lot of them, too, because, you know, there are a lot of times where I don't get out of the way, and it's a much different seminar. You can really feel, you can feel the difference. It's not even like you can think the difference. You can actually watch two of my seminars, and one you can say, wow, you were completely in the zone in the seminar. I can almost feel the energy coming off of the DVD. And you can watch another one and say, yeah, you really were in the way in that program. You really didn't get out of the way. You didn't get in the zone in that program.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know this is sort of a more nebulous superpower, but what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop that ability themselves?
Well, it's all about you not feeling that you're on trial at the seminar. I think what happens is a lot of people go into public speaking and go up in the podium and on stage and think that they're being judged. And that fear of being judged is what the whole fear of public speaking is about. That feeling of shame or embarrassment is one of the worst fears that we have. I think it's the number one fear, up there with death. So what we try to coach people on who are doing public speaking is that to stop thinking about it as you, and to start thinking about it as you're just the messenger for the message. You're just delivering it, and it doesn't really matter what anyone in the audience thinks. It's how well you can honor the message. So you start looking at it from a different angle. And the only way you can really honor the message at the highest point is to completely get out of the way and just allow the message to come through you. And any judgment is about the message, which really isn't coming from you. So you take your personal ego and personal fears out of the equation, and you literally visualize before you go on stage that there's a flow of energy that's coming through you. We tell people to almost imagine it's coming through your back, your lower back, and it's going to flow out of your stomach right into the audience. So you can almost see a thread of this energy coming from the universe, like a lit thread, and flowing right out through you into the audience. And put your focus on that and not what you have to worry about saying.
Right.
And it's a leap of faith for people. It's not easy for people to do, because it's a huge leap of faith to think that you don't have to be in control of the process. But like you said, when athletes or writers or anyone gets into that state of flow, they're not really present in that state. You know, they don't remember how much time went by. They're just not really there. And that's the place that you really want to strive for. And you have to have this leap of faith that something higher will come through you if you can step out of the way.
It's kind of ironic, the phrase you just used, is where they're not really there, and yet you are really there. And it's like you're probably more there than you've ever been before, but it's a different experience with you.
Right. It's a different...
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, listen, I write articles about the subject, so it totally makes sense to me. I think that there's really two levels of which we operate at. There's a very conscious level, which is a very small sliver of what we're capable of, and there's the unconscious level. And what I explain to people to have them have a better understanding of that is that you're alive every day. Your pulse is going, your blood is flowing, your heart is beating, your kidneys, your liver, everything's working in your body at a level that consciously you could never, ever, ever imagine controlling. I mean, you have no idea how to control your liver function. And yet all of this is going on internally every day. The whole entire process of being a human being is going on completely on the unconscious level. And that power, that ability to tap into that level of being is so much higher and has so much more energy and focus in it than the conscious level. And that's really the difference between the two. One is just a much higher level of being.
Right. And when it all comes down to it with a presentation, it's never really about you, the presenter. It's always about the audience.
Absolutely.
And most of the time, the audience is, they're in their own head. So they're not thinking, oh, I'm going to critique this person. Although there might be one or two people like that in the audience. You never know. But they're rooting for you because they want you to make their day.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing your unique insights into the public speaking process with us today.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
This is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.